Caltrain may be stopped in its tracks if demands made by the United National Transport Union is not met. The Commission for Coalition Mediation Arbitration, CCMA, is to rule on whether an ongoing dispute between Bombela and the union can be resolved or not. A wage negotiation dispute between the Bombela Operating Company, BOC, and UNTU was initially referred to the CCMA for conciliation in July. Caltrain says that at the end of June 2016, according to the BOC's records, UNTU failed to meet the minimum threshold of 50% in terms of membership as per the collective bargaining agreement with the BOC. We speak to UNTU General Secretary Eddie de Klerk. Eddie, good afternoon to you and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, listeners, and good afternoon. How are you all?
We are very well. And yourself?
I'm very well, thank you.
What is the issue with regards to the minimum threshold of 50% plus one with regards to your membership, and how many members do you have who work for Bombela?
Well, currently we, at the previous conciliation, management raised the issue in point in limine, and that's what we're getting a ruling on tomorrow. Now, the recognition agreement is, if we go below the 50% plus one, the company must give us notice for us to be able to get back to the 50% one, and they must give us 90 days to do so. They never did that. They raised it at the conciliation that we're below the 50%, and they're not going to negotiate with us at that stage. But we're below. Because organizational rights are in two aspects. We get basic organizational rights, like stop water facilities and electing of shop stewards. With a certain percentage, then for negotiation rights, we have to have 50% plus one. But subsequently also that, they also signed an agreement with AMCU, which was lower than our recognition agreement, okay? So we all, that is where we are tomorrow, and we're hoping that the conciliator will rule that the company treated us in, because he did make statements, to the fact that the company is delaying the tactics and using delaying tactics, bringing that matter within to a wage dispute at this late stage. And even subsequent that, even as late as last week, on the 10th of August, we signed an agreement while we received a certificate from the CCMA, also on interest matters. And the company never raised the same matters again. So we don't know where the company is coming from and what games they are playing with us and with our members.
Yes, so there are a number of things here at this moment. In terms of, you know, the counteroffer, what has been the counteroffer from Bombela as far as you're concerned?
Well, I think they've stayed at 6%.
Yes. And how much time do you need before you can legally embark on a strike?
Well, if the commissioner, once he's made his point of limine ruling tomorrow to say that the company has to still engage with us and negotiate with us, and hopefully, if he's a good conciliator, he will try and bring the parties together, see if we can reach some settlement agreement. If we can't, he'll issue a certificate of non-resolution, and thereafter we must then give the company 48 hours notice that we will be embarking on the strike, and we also have to call for a ballot from our members.
What impact will a strike have on the Gautrain services?
Well, it will bring the train services to a total halt. The majority of our members come out of the train operations and the security side of it.
Yes, we hope that things are resolved. Eddie, thank you very much for chatting to us.
Pleasure, man. Bye.
Have a good afternoon and evening. Bye. That was Eddie de Klerk speaking to us about Gautrain could come to a standstill if strikes does take place.